Sports Radio 610. You got Lopez, you got me, Reginald Atula, you got our guy Byron Matthews, and I'm a little shaken because apparently you got George Pickens up in Pittsburgh.
Or George Costanza, however you want to put it, dragging the World Series trophy across the parking lot, trying to get fired.
Yeah, that's possible.
He's trying to get fired.
Man, what is happening there?
It's a mess. Telling you, Jets. I'm not a big Jets fan.
Apparently, George Pickens, and this is per Brooke Pryor, who covers that team out there. George Pickens said he's been putting in extra work with quarterback Russell Wilson after practice more than usual, quote, because this is his first start,
mm-hmm.
quote. He's treating him like this is a rookie?
Well, no, but also, Mike Tomlin went out of his way to not name a starter this morning.
That is true. I also forgot.
I think that's the story.
Yeah, that's probably. I missed the lead.
Mike Tomlin said, you know, whatever he was, which is kind of weird anyway. You would think on a Friday he would name the starting quarterback.
Probably.
You know, if nothing else, for, you know, the pressure they put on these guys for gambling reasons. And then Pickens out there saying, yeah, no, I'm working extra with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russ is going to start, y'all. I don't care what coach said. Russ is going to start.
He's trying to get out of there so bad.
Quite possibly. But maybe not, because he is putting in extra work. You don't do that if you want to get fired. I know that from experience.
But you do say stuff like that.
All right, let's move to the college football side of this all. As another weekend coming up mm-hmm. in college football and at least a couple of really big games. What is Lopez's headline for the college football weekend?
The corny, sappy headline of the week in college football, Real Deal Saturday.
Oh.
It is Real Deal Saturday. And let me explain. We'll go through some of these games, get your thoughts. And, of course, you can weigh in at 713-572-4610. The headliners, of course, Georgia at Texas. And the Longhorns, they're already for real. We know that.
Correct.
But you win convincingly against Georgia? I think it's going to be, well, I shouldn't say lock, because they still have, I think, Vanderbilt, and which, you know, who knows what Vanderbilt can do. I think they've got Arkansas. Of course, they finish with A&M at A&M. So it's not like a done deal. But they take care of Georgia. They're pretty much walking in to the, you know, as a top seed, at least.
Yeah, and I mean, that feels like, it's kind of funny because you hear Texas, Georgia, and you'd imagine, oh man, this is going to be a knockdown, drag out. It feels like they have a good advantage mm-hmm. in this as well going in. Georgia has been solid, but not
also incredible. Shown some real warts.
Absolutely. There's weakness within that. And I mean, that's the way that it's felt all the way across the SEC, but Texas has been the one team that it doesn't feel like has had those big
haven't had a bad day
in those ways.
Yeah. Have they had a bad day? Maybe a little bit. Was it Kentucky? No.
I don't think they played Kentucky. I'll have to.
It was Mississippi State that they were supposed to just run right over, and that was interesting for a while.
Yeah.
But no real warts.
Okay. I want to read this text to you that just came in on the text line, and you tell me what you feel about this. From mm-hmm. the 503, they say they're a Horns fan. I don't think we know that Texas is real. Do you think that's just a fan having the general anxiety?
I'm an Aggie, and I know they're real.
Okay.
They are real. The defensive tackle is just a badass. What's his name? I forget. And then the offense, of course, is just clicking. Two quarterbacks. You can't go wrong. No, they're the real. But you win going away, and going away in this one might be 10 points. But, you know, convincingly against Georgia, you're pretty much, you got an easy path, put it that way.
Okay.
All right. Real Deal Saturday.
Real Deal.
Alabama, Tennessee at Tennessee. Man, it's already interesting in Tuscaloosa. Tennessee's offense has had a bad day or two, namely Arkansas.
They mostly had bad days,
yeah.
Honestly, outside of...
But they are explosive. And the thing that really intrigues me about this, if you care to place a little money on these types of things, I won't pass judgment because I do it myself.
I'll pass judgment. Just want to let you know, yep.
Alabama really can't pressure the quarterback this year, which is so bizarre.
Yeah, they will typically have pass rushers, and it just does not feel like they have those.
They don't. And Tennessee, with the time to throw and those weapons, I could see Alabama getting another L here, man.
Yeah, I'm not certain about that. Outside of like their early games where they played Chattanooga, they played in NC State. They beat them up a little mm-hmm. bit. And Kent State, that offense has not looked like what we've become accustomed to mm-hmm. under Josh Heupel at Tennessee, and it makes me wonder, like, how is that about, like, the figuring out of this of some ways, or is this about Nico Iamaleava.
I've tried it several times.
There we go. maybe not being as great of a quarterback for the system as some of the predecessors.
I'm gonna watch this one. I think it could get real.
Yeah, and I will also watch this one. But this isn't for me. For me, this isn't one of those watches where you go, "Oh man, both of these teams, I know they're gonna deliver." It's one of those where I'm like, "Ooh, this might be mess.
Yeah,
this might even be train wreck."
Yeah,
and that is spectacle in itself.
And it's an elimination game.
100%.
It's an elimination game, which is bizarre to say for both these squads, considering where they were at the start of the season. All right, real deal, Indiana. Yes, you heard me right.
Still undefeated.
Nebraska at Indiana.
I'm sorry, that's Windiana to you, sir?
Yeah, Windiana. Biggest test that the Hoosiers have had. And I actually texted Basketball Spo this morning because he's a big Indiana. He went there, a big Indiana fan. Normally basketball for obvious reasons. I said, is this the biggest football game in Bloomington since when? And I'm going to read verbatim the text he sent me back, because this is definitely the biggest game in Indiana in Bloomington in a long time. So he texted me back, game day showed up for the season opener in 2017 against Ohio State. Well, that ain't a big game. That means they wanted to see Ohio State and throw Indiana a bone, you know, because the opener. And then Purdue in 2007 was a big game to clinch their first bowl appearance
yeah,
in 14 years. This is the biggest game in Bloomington in a long, long time.
And with that being the case, 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah. Are they the real deal? We're about to find out.
It sure feels like it. Signetti, like they got apparel with the Signetti I Just Win thing, man. Like,
Google me.
He is doing it, man. Yeah. Shout out to Indiana.
All right. A couple more for you here. Big college football weekend. Who's a real deal here? Because, and not necessarily at the highest level of the playoff potential bracket, but LSU at Arkansas. Both these squads have flaws. Like, both of these teams have flaws, but have kind of put things together here in recent weeks. Obviously, Arkansas beat Tennessee. LSU beat Ole Miss last week. And LSU is kind of in the middle of a gauntlet of really tough opponents. After beating Ole Miss in a very, very close game that could have gone either way, they go to Arkansas this week. And then they go to College Station next week, and Arkansas might be onto something. So LSU at Arkansas, we're going to see at a slightly lower level who's the real deal here.
Yeah, I think you laid that out perfectly. LSU, I just keep coming back to the feeling that I don't actually know what they are.
Right. They got flaws, but they're really talented.
And it continues to make me upset about the head coach of that program, Brian Kelly. Because, like, by all metrics, you probably call him a good coach, except don't nobody like him, and then they do stuff like this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do with that.
I'm not going to call him a good coach because I don't like him. But he does weird stuff, too.
But when I say don't nobody like him, like, the people that, like, the boosters, mm-hmm. the people who set expectation, and I won't go as far as, like, saying his players, but he do be throwing his players under the bus, too.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that you imagine would factor into this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Mississippi just barely in overtime as well. So.
You could say they were fortunate, but they did make that good fortune, so give them credit. And then Garrett Nussmeier, the LSU quarterback, I'm alternately like, boy, this guy's really something.
Agreed.
And then I'm like, I don't know, a little bit too risky for my taste sometimes. And then another real deal. And I remember when everyone, after Notre Dame beat A&M in the opener, everyone was like, oh boy, lock them up, lock them in.
You're doing this very intentionally, aren't you?
Hi, Sean. Lock it up. They're going to be in the college football playoff. Then they lose a game to Northern Illinois. Then they rebound pretty nicely with a couple of good wins. But Georgia Tech, nobody expected this. I believe they're 4-2. They're certainly, you know, a better team than anybody expected.
5-2, in fact.
5-2?
Yes, sir.
A better team than anybody expected. At Georgia Tech, Haynes King is one of those hot and cold quarterbacks. And then, oh, by the way, even if you get by Georgia Tech, again, shout out to Sean Pendergast, you still got Army and Navy. You're going
the vaunted offenses of Army and Navy, and I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Well, at least Army.
They're scoring like 40 points, Navy. You still got Army and Navy. So seriously, if Notre Dame, you know, if you're gonna be that real deal and you're gonna be, you know, wedging your way into the postseason, all of a sudden Georgia Tech, Army, and Navy are interesting, you know, or certainly tests.
That's still kind of
wild.
Sad. It's still kind of sad for Notre Dame.
It is.
I'm not weeping for him though.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. And then there's a few lesser games here and there that are just going to be interesting. I know K-State, I've been kind of high on them this year.
Yeah. Is that at West Virginia?
At West Virginia.
One of the like toughest road trips that you'll make just because.
But they're like 3-3 and kind of.
Well, when I say road trips, I mean literally the actual travel.
The atmosphere and the travel. Yeah. And you got to drive a long way.
Yeah, because you fly into Pittsburgh and you have to drive through the mountains, don't you?
Yeah.
To get to.
It's hard to get to. And then, of course, it's a squad that is very, very unpredictable. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, what you're going to get from them on a given Saturday. And of course, you know, there's some other big, I say relatively big, but not necessarily real deal type games. Oklahoma State is going to be at BYU. BYU is ranked. And 6-0, but I think Oklahoma State is favored. No, they're not favored.
Yeah.
But it should be a pretty interesting game. And then Miami, Louisville is another one.
In the ACC.
Missouri might be, sort of having to prove it again.
Missouri, funny enough, like offensively is the issue. And it felt like that was when you had Brady Cook and Luther Burden III. Like you felt like last year that was gangbusters, and this year it is only Luther Burden that can get you anything in real ways if you get him moving in motion. Outside of that, they are dead in the water, which really stinks for Eli Drinkwitz, don't it?
Yeah, and then the other ranked teams that are playing each other, I didn't even bother to put them in the real deal because I think we all know neither one is. Michigan, number 24, Michigan is at number 22, Illinois. I don't think either of these squads are gonna make much noise.
I would tend to agree, but I don't want to say that too loudly because the Michigan fans,
yeah,
they are the real deal in
they're verbal.
Way.
They're,
they're very, the real deal in that way. Verbal, 100%. There you go. Your big headline for the college football weekend is indeed what?
Georgia, Texas,
real deal.
Real deal. Okay, yeah, real deal.
Real deal Saturday, or I guess weekend. Appreciate you hanging out in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, oh yeah, it's 1 p.m. on a Friday, getting ready for some football. You know what time it is. Texans win because, Texans lose because. Text us at 713-572-4610. Let us know what you think are going to be the things that decide whether or not the Texans get a victory or an L at Lambeau. We'll discuss that next on Sports Radio 610.